The mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Father and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. I will read from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof, until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took up the cup, and gave thanks, and said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. So that this could happen, Jesus sent his disciples, Peter and John, to prepare a feast. But many of the disciples also came to a feast that was ready. And when the events of Easter were upon him, Jesus needed his disciples. And these summer services, we could not arrange them had not many people sacrificed their own personal time to come here together to prepare for this celebration. And it is good for us to come here to a ready feast. Communion, in the center of communion is the Lord Jesus Christ, who serves us, who served us by giving himself. I have desired to eat with you. At the core of communion is the presence of Jesus. At this moment, this speech here, this was his last meal. And even though those present had sour in their heart, for they knew what would happen to Jesus, but their hearts were full of hope. And Jesus asked his disciples to come celebrate and have a feast. And Paul also said, As often as you eat this bread, the early Christians the most important thing for them was that they could feel the presence in their company of Jesus, but also in their hearts was a sigh. They wanted again to see Jesus face to face, and so they prayed, Come, Lord Jesus. This also can be our request as we come to partake of this communion. We ask that the Triune God would prepare our heart to hear His word and to accept Him through the bread and the wine. And in the communion prayer, it is said so beautifully, "Give us your Holy Spirit so that in faith we could receive the blood and the body of your Son." I think that this request could always be, "Give your Holy Spirit so that in faith we can receive the mercy of the Lord Jesus." It is good to request these things, but our hearts, we know we are sinful. And each disciple in their hearts, they felt pain. And they wondered who would betray him. And Judas had gone to the high priest and told, he went to the chief of the guards of the high priests and had a discussion of how to get Jesus into their hands. And he was offered money to do this deed quietly. Child of God, a child of God may go off in own way, but don't, dear brother and sister, don't find your own way through your own heart, for often our hearts are cold. Look at the bloody sacrifice. And your heart can find joy. We wish for this joy in our heart. And that is what the Lord Jesus wishes to give to you. The disciples, as they enjoyed the presence of Jesus, their communion ended with a song of thanks. And we give thanks for the goodness and love that Jesus has given to us. And here at these services, the forgiveness of sins has been preached a lot. But the same sermon I wish to say now, brother and sister, be of good cheer, believe all your sins forgiven, in the name and blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, to you all, you can bless one another. This blessing, these are good words, and we can bless each other. As a service guest comes to communion, we say, "The blood and body of Jesus has been given to you." What does this mean? The body of Christ has been given to you. A bread is made from grain. And Jesus had earlier taught that verily, verily, if the grain does not fall to the ground, if this grain dies, it creates a great harvest. And Jesus gave his own life. He could have stayed in heaven with his Father, but instead he came here to this earth. And the way of the cross that he traveled toward death, but this death, when he died, it created a great harvest. When we come to communion, we can rejoice of this love, and we can be reminded that to each one of us, we are given bread because Jesus broke the bread. Nobody ate a whole bread, but the bread was divided so that many could eat, and it was enough. And even today, it is enough. And so, man cannot live by bread alone. We also need to drink. Jesus gives to us all that we need. But what does it mean when we say the wine is the blood? In the earlier speech or sermon, we were beautifully reminded. The Jews knew that he who lost his blood also lost his life. And if somebody was bleeding, it was the end of their life. And in the events with Moses, those homes whose doors were marked with the blood, they were saved. And so it is today, that by transferring blood from one to another, lives can be saved. And when Jesus gives his blood, he saves us for his kingdom. And Jesus said, "This is my blood that I have given to you." The vessel that holds the communion wine, the vessel has been made by the hands of man. But it holds the sacrament of the altar. And when we enjoy this through faith, it is the blood of Jesus. I see that this vessel that holds the wine, it is like the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is made up of sinful, imperfect people. But we can drink this wine and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, isn't it a great joy that we can have him as our celebration guest? This word is here before you. It is in your mouth. It is in your heart. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Be comforted. Your sins are forgiven unto you. When Christ is with me, I defeat death.